Good morning, this is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Democratic Representative Brittany Pedersen wants some answers from the Department of Education over its threat to withhold almost $100 million in federal funding from Jefferson County Public Schools. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The DOE has alleged Jeffco Public Schools violated Title IX by, among other things, allowing transgender students assigned male at birth to use girls' bathrooms and locker rooms and to participate in girls' sports. The county pushed back, noting there are no transgender student athletes, but there were mascots or team managers. Pedersen is asking the department to specify what Title IX provisions it believes the county has violated and what efforts were made to work collaboratively before threatening to end funding. A separate investigation over school trip policies is ongoing. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Summer officially starts today, but it actually felt like summer since this spring, and Pueblo set a record of 106 degrees last week. Here's Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Lisa Hidalgo.
I was just looking at some of the Climate Prediction Center's outlooks for the next 1 to 3 months, and in both cases, it looks like we're going to be under some above normal conditions. So temperature-wise, I think it is. It's going to heat up even more here over the next couple of months.
Hidalgo says the latest drought map shows the entire state has some level of drought. In related news, the Rio Grande National Forest is now under a Stage 1 fire restriction. Stage 1 restrictions prohibit open campfires unless in a metal or concrete fire pit. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.